Yeah, one of the really neat things that we have with Coaching You is we have really strategic partners. And our strategic partners that we've had over the years have really been to enhance coaches and players. And that's something that we've always believed in. And 2 years ago, a friend of mine for quite a while, Doug Campbell, called me up and said, I really think our product has now come to the point where I think it's really the best out there. And so at that point, you know, Coaching You evaluated Dr. Dish. We saw from our standpoint as a coach, this is a special machine. And compared to the competitor that I and many others have used for years, I saw a vast improvement. So with that, we basically put together, you know, a long-term deal, and we are so excited. And we're so excited that Dr. Dish has taken off. But today we have, as our guest, Jefferson Mason, a training specialist for Dr. Dish, and a guy that actually works in the field with some of the best players around and teaching them how to use this incredible, incredible machine and the technology involved in it to really improve performance. So I want to welcome Jefferson. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, let me ask you. I'm a coach, okay, but I love technology, but I really don't know a lot about it. Tell me what makes our machine at Dr. Dish so special.
Well, I think the first thing to take into account is, you know, our team here at Dr. Dish Basketball really took the time to speak with, you know, coaches at every level, at the NBA level, the college level, and especially at the high school level, and said, hey, you know, what are you guys looking at, you know, in a shooting machine? And, you know, through our research in the time that we did, you know, asking these coaches, you know, what they wanted, we really found out that not only do they want a shooting machine, but they want a shooting machine that could do a multitude of things. You know, the game has really changed over the years. You know, if you want to be a great player at the high school level, collegiate level, professional level, you have to be a complete player. You have to be able to dribble the basketball. You have to be able to shoot the ball. You have to be knowledgeable about the game. And so these are the type of things that we wanted to incorporate into our machine. We wanted it to be more of a training management system. So what we decided to do was say, hey, how can we save coaches time? How can we enhance coaches at every level on top of what they're already doing with their players, and how can we help them out? And so with the technology that we have in our shooting machines, with our training management system, and then our recent launch of Skill Builder, we've allowed for coaches the opportunity to create workouts, share workouts, you know, to save them time. We've also created workouts on our end, over 80 workouts now on our Skill Builder, where they can simply select these workouts and push them to their players. We understand, especially at the high school level, you know, coaches are busy. They have other jobs, you know, they have families, you know, and obviously coaches is a big part of their life, but, you know, it can be time consuming. You know, I know for me personally, when I played high school basketball, a lot of the training and whatnot I did came down to, you know, if I wanted to get in the gym. My coaches tried their best to, you know, put programs together, you know, on paper, send it to me and say, hey, you know, go out there and get better. But, you know, oftentimes at the high school level and even the collegiate level, you know, you're working with kids that are 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. And, you know, very few kids have, you know, that drive to just get in the gym and do things on their own. And so oftentimes it's up to the coach to lead them in the right direction, get them excited in a certain extent to train and train the right way. And I think that's one thing that Dr. just did was we said, hey, how can we make training efficient? How can we make training, you know, how can we help these kids reach their maximum potential? And that's what it comes down to. So what we did is we developed this product, our shooting machines, Dr. Dish. We made the machines lighter. That was one thing that we heard from the coaches. We said, hey, you know, we want a machine that we can move all over the court, that's ease of use, you know, something that collapses down, that we can keep it in great storage. We don't want it to be, you know, big, bulky, and heavy. We want something that we can move and our players of all ages, genders, and all that good stuff can use it. So that's the first thing that we did. You know, the second thing that we really focused on was the stat tracking. We knew that, especially at the highest level coach, as you know, you know, analytics and the stat feedback and all that good stuff is where the game is heading. If you know where your players succeed, where they shoot the basketball well, you know, where they may struggle, you're really going to be able to help their training and it'd be more efficient. You know, you don't want a guy spending time in the gym just throwing up shots and not really focusing on where they need to be or what they need to be doing. And so with, you know, our stat tracking, we track shooting percentage by location, twos and threes and free throws. And we really have that breakdown on our training management system of, you know, your players' strengths and weaknesses. I think the unique thing about Skill Builder, our recent launch, is that you're able to track your players' success over time. And so you can look at what they did, you know, in the current workout, and then you can look at the workouts they've done, you know, the past week, the past month, you know, the past year, and you can really see the trends and you can really see how they're developing as a player. You know, one thing that I like to do personally myself when I'm training kids here, even at the Dish Lab, is I like to set, you know, kind of a bar standard for them and say, hey, this is where we're at right now in our training. I'm going to push you in so many different ways, you know, with Skill Builder and through the workouts that we have on Dr. Dish Basketball. And I'm going to say, hey, this is what your shooting looks like when we're ball handle heavy. This is what your shooting looks like when we're focusing on conditioning. This is what your shooting looks like when we're shooting on the move or stationary. And so I'm really breaking down through Dr. Dish every aspect of a player's game. Now, this allows for them to go back on their own time and say, okay, hey, what do I need to work on as a player to become better? So the cool thing about what we have over here at Dr. Dish and Skill Builder is we allow for coaches, you know, to increase accountability in their programs. We allow for them to track their player stats at the highest level. You know, as we know in the NBA, they do it. It's trickling down to the college level and now even high school level. If you want to be, you know, a successful basketball team and you want your players to maximize their potential, you're going to have to take advantage of some of these things of stat tracking and whatnot. And unfortunately for most high school coaches, we realized, hey, we know there's maybe 1 to 2 coaches on staff. It's not like an NBA staff where you have 10 to 15 coaches. It's more so 1 to 2 to 3 guys that are also, you know, teachers or have other jobs. And so what we wanted to do is say, hey, coaches, here's how we can help you, you know, from home or from your office, track these players' progression throughout the summer, throughout the year, during practice, or whatever the case may be.
I think that's amazing. And that's so, so important as we're trying to get kids to progress that we actually do keep score. And we have them so they can see the results, because they just remember what happened today usually. And now if we can see them and show them their progression, I think that's huge. You have the luxury or the good fortune to work with the two best, I consider, from my standpoint, the two best player development guys that do not work in the NBA and getting players ready for the NBA. And players in Drew Hanlon and Joe Abunasar, who both, you know, are considered, you know, by their players that they work with the best. And, you know, I feel with both guys, they're guys that get on the floor, they sweat with their players, they got great players that they work with. And both Drew and Joe, you know, I think they've really loved this machine because of all of that, and the players that they work with, whether it's Wiggins, you know, whether it's Moutier, Porzingis, and stuff that Joe's worked with, whether it's, you know, I just think that this is something that's really captured them. What's the feedback from guys like Drew Hanlon and how he uses it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, those guys, those top-level trainers, I mean, it really shows that we're heading in the right direction and that we're doing something the right way. I mean, the feedback from those guys and the players that they work with at the highest level has been tremendous. You know, that was one thing I think, you know, we took into consideration, too, is the excitement. We wanted players, we wanted coaches to be excited about our product. And the only way that you do that is you put something out there that they like and that they know works. You know, oftentimes you have companies that will do something flashy or to try to get, you know, the eyes or the attention of the consumer. But rarely do you find companies that, you know, put out products that last and products that, you know, really stick out and stand out to their consumers. And I think for some of these high level guys to be using our shooting machines, for example, Zach LaVine is a guy who has one of our Dr. Dish All-Stars at his home over there in Seattle that he uses for personal use. We've had him come up to the facility here with his father and work out using the machine. They absolutely love it. You know, just the technology with the swivel net system on our All-Star, the ability for the machine to be moved away from the hoop. So now we can train, you know, post play and game location passing and all that good stuff is really what takes it to the next level. You know, we wanted to say, hey, these pro trainers, these pro players, you know, high school, college guys, we want them to train game-like. We want them to be able to simulate game action within their training so that when they get to game time situations, they're moving, they're thinking, they're feeling the way that they should in the game. You know, if as a player, and I played professionally myself for 5 years, you know, training, if I got into the gym and I just threw up some shots or my heart rate wasn't up or I wasn't moving or doing actions that I seen in the game, I really wasn't training properly. You know, I was in the gym getting shots up and I'm going to get better, but I'm not going to get better as fast as I should be. And so for us, you know, that's one of the things that we've gotten a lot of feedback from, you know, Drew and Joe and all those high level guys is that, hey, these machines help us really help our players with skill development. They absolutely love the product. They love the consistency. They love the accuracy. They love all the fun features that we have with the integrated speaker and the swivel net and the polar heart rate monitor. They love all that stuff. And it excites them to get in the gym to use it. And, you know, I think the cool thing about it too, you know, with Dr. Gish and some of these high level guys especially is the ability for them to create. You know, as a basketball player, it's fun to get in the gym and do a lot of fun stuff. And with our shooting machines and Skill Builder, we allow for coaches, we allow for trainers to be creative in their workouts. You can create five-star shooting workouts and pair that with ball handling. You can add in some conditioning and strength drills. You know, there's so many different things that you can do with these workouts to keep players excited. And when they're excited, they want to work out and they want to stay in the gym. And so for us, you know, to be associated with some of these high-level guys and for them to be creating and pushing workouts and being advocates for us has just been absolutely great.
You know, that's exciting. One of the things that we found this spring and now coming into the summer is that, you know, faculty members of Coaching U, coaches that, you know, we have incredible relationships with, that when we're sharing about Dr. Gish, because many of them, they're so focused on just their team, they don't know what the hell's out there. They're just focused on coaching their team and recruiting and things like that. Well, as we show them the machine and introduce them to it, the response has been overwhelming. They are intrigued beyond belief, and I'm excited about where this is going to be and the type of top-level coaches throughout the country that we're going to have using our product next year. So this is a great time for Dr. Gish. Let me ask you about the Skill Builder. That thing is so fascinating to me because I think that is the whole key, organized practice to work on specific things. How did you come about that idea?
Well, I think one of the things that we really took into consideration, like I said, was we really reached out to coaches on every level and said, hey, what do you want? And we came up with, you know, there's common themes that we kept hearing, you know, accountability. You know, it's hard for us to track players in the off season. It's hard for us to track players, you know, skill development and success and shooting and all that good stuff before and after practice when they're not directly with us. You know, another thing that we heard was lack of time. Coaches were just saying, hey, especially at the high school level, we just don't have a lot of time to do training. We're busy with school and grading papers or working, you know, maybe coaching other sports and all that. We just don't have a lot of time to specifically design workouts and drills for players. You know, building excitement within a program. You know, oftentimes you have players that do play all the other sports or players that aren't as motivated and how do I get them into the gym and all that good stuff. And so what we said is, hey, let's take some of those things and incorporate that into our shooting machine, incorporate that into our systems and see what it looks like. And so what we did was we came out with Skill Builder. Now, the cool thing about Skill Builder is, you know, players and coaches will be able to create their own profile online. They'll be able to review their results of their workouts, their shooting percentage and all that. They'll be able to track that and correlate that with their polar heart rate monitor to really train game-like and keep themselves, you know, in an elevated heart rate to simulate game time. You know, with our mobile app, the ability for coaches to create workouts and then share those workouts with their players through their mobile app has been game changing. Coaches now can be at their desk. They can be at home on the couch. They could be on vacation.
Coaches don't sit on couches.
And
we lie on
exactly.
Them.
Yeah. And they can push these workouts to the players. And they're able to follow up with their players. They're able to see the development, track the success over time. You know, and like I said, the ability to pair these workouts or these drills, I should say, together and have the player not have to program the machine or anything. So essentially, you know, coach, what happens is when a coach selects a workout or creates a workout and they push it to that player is not going to have to do anything. All they have to do is walk up to the machine and push the workout to the machine. After that, all they need to do is concentrate on making shots and working hard. The dish is going to transition from each one of those basketball drills that coaches created or selected and hit their goal and move on without touching the machine. It's going to do all the work for you. So you don't have to go back. You don't have to reprogram spots. You don't have to set the tempo. You don't have to move the machine around. You don't have to do any of that. It's going to go from drill to drill to drill. And now the player can work on shooting, ball handling, free throws, strength and conditioning, plyos, whatever a coach wants to incorporate in that workout, you know, some strengths or weaknesses that the player has, the coach can do that. And then the coach can track that after they finish. Now, the cool part is this. Soon as the player finishes their workout, all right, they hit all their goals, they finish the workout, they're going to just walk over to their mobile device, they're going to hit stop and save, and then their stats from that workout will be automatically uploaded to their training management system. So there they're able to view their stats. They're also able to track their progress over time, and this is just game-changing. This is adding in that accountability piece. I know, coach, when I was in college and even in high school, you know, I would have workouts that my coaches would send, you know, just on paper,
yep.
You know, packets.
Yep.
And, you know, if we're being honest with ourselves, I'd come home, you know, the first month of the season and I'd be dedicated and I'd be in the gym and I'd be working hard because I wanted to get better. But there was days that I was tired. You know, there was days that I didn't feel like getting to the gym. There's days that, you know, maybe something else was going on and I didn't hold myself, you know, accountable to the level that I should have. And, you know, maybe I put in some false numbers or maybe I said I lost my workout for that week or, you know, there's a lot of different excuses that I know that I've used and other players have used as well. But with Skill Builder, the accountability piece is huge. You know, players can't cheat the workouts. The machine is going to keep them at a tempo. It's going to hold them accountable for everything that they're doing, and those stats will be automatically uploaded. So if you're having a tough day, if you're not shooting the basketball well or you're struggling, the machine is going to, you know, track that, and coaches are going to get that feedback, and they're going to be able to, you know, continue to mold that player and continue to help that player head in the right direction.
You know, I'm going to buy two right now. I'll tell you what, I think it's incredible. I know that you and Doug have put together some great pricing specials for coaches now as we're getting to what I call the on season, not the off season. This is when work should be done. This is on. This is when we're getting it on right now. So I think it's really important that, you know, coaches take advantage of this. Let me ask you, what I follow every day on my Twitter account at Dr. Dish B-Ball, correct? And
yep.
You guys put out some fantastic stuff on a daily basis, from drills to just, you know, blogs about coaching and things like that. You're always helping coaches, you know, to help them and to help their teams get better. I think it's a great, great thing.
Yeah, coach, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. You know, one thing that I love about this company, I love about Doug is, you know, we truly care about helping coaches and helping players. And I think that that's a rare thing to find in the business world is people that actually care about the consumer or the customer that they're serving. And that's one thing that we stand for here is to make sure that we take care of, you know, anybody that's associated or jumps on board with Dr. Dish, we're there. And even coaches that haven't jumped on with Dr. Dish yet, we're still providing content for them. And one great thing about us is, you know, when our coaches and players and trainers, you know, they get our shooting machines, we didn't want to say, hey, you know, go out there and figure it out yourself. What we wanted to say, hey, how can we help these guys and these players maximize their purchase? How can we help them maximize the usage of the dish? And so what we decided to do is say, hey, we're going to be putting out blogs. you know, motivation blogs, blogs to show you how to use the shooting machine in cool and unique ways, blogs about success stories of teams that have used the dish or colleges that have used the dish or players that, you know, have made a change in the community and whatnot, doing a part of Dr. Dish in our shooting machines. And we wanted to make sure that we took care of all the players and the coaches out there that decided to jump on board with Dr. Dish because that means something to us. And so what we do every week is we come out with drill of the weeks and skill builders of the week. So we can say, hey, coaches, here are some cool ideas on how you can use the machine. You know, some unique ways to get your players excited. Because like I said before, it's about getting these players in the gym. It's about giving every single kid the opportunity to maximize their potential and be the best that they can be. Because at the end of the day, as a coach, if you can look yourself in the mirror and say that you gave every single one of your kids the opportunity to succeed, you're doing a heck of a job. And so at the end of the day, the players likewise are able to say, hey, coach, I gave everything that I had. I reached my full potential because of my training, because of the things that you told me motivation-wise. You know, top to bottom, we wanted to make sure that we help coaches out and help players out so that we can build successful programs.
Wow, that is powerful. Jefferson, incredible job in describing this. Let me say to our listeners, of which we have a ton of listeners that are hearing this now, Jefferson, is that at Coaching U, we've been committed, you know, for the 9 years that we've been in existence, on finding partners that would have products like this that would help the players and help coaches. This is one of the real unique products that does this. And our relationship with Dr. Dish and every product, and we're proud to say, every product that we partner with, we use. And so this is a product that we are really committed to at Coaching U. We can't thank you and Doug enough for, you know, what you're doing for the game, for our players, and most of all for our coaches. Let me ask you this one last thing, Jefferson. If they want to get in contact with you guys, give me the website, phone number. What best ways for them to contact Dr. Dish so they can get one?
Yeah, so you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Dr. Dish, B-Ball, Facebook. You can, coaches and players can get a hold of us. They can follow us. They can get all our blogs and all that good stuff. Coaches, if you're looking to purchase a shooting machine or get some info on, you know, how you can get that done, you can call into our, you know, offices at 952-873-2633, or you can visit us on our website at drdishbasketball.com. We have all the information that you need on our products. We have testimonials up the wazoo. We have our YouTube, our blog subscription that coaches can jump on and get great content, like you said, Coach. And like I said, if they call into our offices, we have friendly people here that are willing to help. They'll do everything in their power to get a shooting machine, a Dr. Dish, into the gym. And like I said, we're just great people out here in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, they are, and I can fully attest to that. As always, Jefferson, we're going to catch up with you in a few weeks and find out what's going new, but it was really terrific for you to explain to this, and I think our customers, our coaches, will really enjoy it. So thanks again for taking the time today to teach us a little bit more about Dr. Dish.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on, and look forward to speaking with you again.
Hey, Coaching U Live is coming up this July 5 and 6 in Orlando and July 10 and 11 in Las Vegas. You know, this is Brendan Sir talking to you about your summer to, as my friend John Gordon talks about, to invest in yourself, to develop yourself. I can't emphasize enough as a leader, as a coach, that you have to continually work on that. Kevin Eastman describes this as your on season, not your off season. As you probably heard, Coaching U Live is a great experience for coaches at any level to invest in your career and your program and to learn from some of the best basketball minds in the world. We've been blessed to have some of the greatest coaches in the game work with us over the years on our faculty. This year in Orlando alone, right now, we have a great lineup, including Billy Donovan, the former Florida Gator coach and the head coach at OKC, who in 2 years has done an amazing job. Mike White, who took over for Billy at Florida, who I think is one of the great young coaches in the game. Kurt Rambis has been an NBA head coach with the Lakers, Minnesota, the Knicks. Kurt is a guy that played in the league for a long time. He's been an assistant to Phil Jackson, and you know, he's got real pedigree. And one of the things I love about Kurt is he is an excellent teacher on the sideline triangle. And I think it's one of those things of basketball that I had to coach against. I can't emphasize enough to you some of the principles in the triangle, some of the best principles in basketball. Juwan Howard, who was a terrific player in the league, but has really developed into a rising star with the Miami Heat. I think we'll be able to come in and share with you some of the things they do with their players to develop them, and also part of his path as moving towards an NBA head coach. And Dan Craig is someone I've been a huge fan of for years. Dan has been on the staff down there for years with Eric Spoelstra, but Dan has done all the things that you need to do to keep moving ahead in the profession. And we always have people that ask us, how do I get ahead? How do I get ahead? Dan Craig will tell you how you get ahead. And it's frankly by doing the next basketball opportunity that presents itself. The thing I admire about him, they asked him to go up and coach Sioux Falls, South Dakota, their D-League team a year ago. He not only went up there, imagine leaving Miami for Sioux Falls, South Dakota in the wintertime, and went up there and won the championship. Terrific young coach, and I think someone that you'll really learn from. Kevin Eastman, you know, my former partner, is one of the great teachers of the game, one of the great speakers in the game. You know, he has so much wealth of knowledge. His ability to give you a word picture of things that are important in coaching, how to develop culture, I think are outstanding. Most importantly, his ability to teach through the use of bullet points, I think, makes him a leader in our field. And I look forward always to sharing with you some ideas that I might have of things that are innovative and new that I've seen. But that's going to be at Lake Highland Prep School, right in downtown Orlando, beautiful campus, on Wednesday, July 5. Wednesday night, we start at 1 o'clock. Wednesday night at 6:30, we're going to go inside to a beautiful theater, and we're going to have two speakers that evening, not on the court, but in a theater, and I think you're going to really enjoy who they will be, and one will be a surprise guest. And I think that's going to be really impactful for you. We're going to then go on the 6th, we go from 8:30 in the morning until 3 o'clock. So we go 1 to 9 o'clock on the 5th, 8:30 to 3 on the 6th. Terrific downtown Orlando. We've got information on our website of hotels to stay at. The following week, Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th, we'll be at Impact Basketball, where we've been the last 3 years. Really a great facility where Joe Abunasar trains the best NBA players and also kids getting ready for the draft. It's a great basketball environment, and he's allowed us to take it over for 2 days each year in the middle of the NBA Summer Pro League. And this year, no different than in the past, the speakers that we have out there are some of the best teachers in the game. So besides myself and Kevin, Joe Abunasar, who's the best basketball developmental coach in the game, will be teaming up with Dave Fisdale, who was Eric Spoelstra's assistant for years in Miami and also now the head coach of Memphis Grizzlies. Eric Spoelstra, who maybe did as good a coaching job with his talent as any coach in the league, and a guy that played for me in the past, Jerry Stackhouse, who took over this year to coach the D-League team in Toronto for the Raptors franchise and took them to a championship. So I'm so pleased with Stack's development as a coach, and I think he can really share some nuggets with our coaches. Ettore Messina, who was with us a couple of years ago. Ettore is one of the best coaches in the world, flat out. Internationally, he is the best. And he coached the Italian national team last year, but he's been the associate head coach of the Spurs for the last several years. He is one of the great, great coaches in the world. His ideas and concepts he shares are above reproach. You just want to hear what he says. And Jeff Bezdelic has been a friend of mine since he's been in the NBA. And Jeff was with the Heat for years with the Knicks, was with the Grizzlies, but now took over with Mike D'Antoni he has put in the defense with the Rockets, and I don't want anyone to laugh about that, because when you're shooting the ball as quick and as far as they are, they played outstanding defense, and the stats that he will show you about what they did defensively. Jeff Bezdelic has always been a premier defensive coach, but he will show you through actual the drills that they do with the Rockets the best ways to teach team defense nowadays. So we're going to have a lot more coaches to name, both in Orlando and in Vegas. But I encourage you to sign up now, because our early bird pricing ends May 31. Make sure you register online at coachinglive.com, because I want you to save if you know you're coming. Please take advantage of that. Most importantly, we really look forward to hearing from you, also seeing you in July. Continue to listen to our podcast. I think you'll really enjoy them.